When you're tired of trying to figure out what life is going to throw at you, why not just go see a good Agatha Christie production? And that's what we have available at the El Paso Playhouse, 2501 Montana. And with me to talk about it is Kevin Mullen, not just an actor, but a, what was it you said, superb?
Brilliant actor.
Yes, I have
the newspaper clipping to prove it.
And humble.
It's 33 years ago that it...
Oh, really? Enlarged and framed. Yes. Now I get it.
Simply brilliant.
Yes, yes. Tell me what it is we're going to be seeing. It opens, I know, next Friday.
Yes.
What is the production?
It is And Then There Were None, which has gone through numerous changes of title and things because everything kept getting politically incorrect.
Yes, that happens over time, doesn't it?
I still have a hard time not saying 10 Little Indians.
Because it's not Indians anymore, now it's Soldier Boys. Okay, well, we keep adjusting, and which I guess is good. It's called evolution to some degree. But for anyone who's not familiar with Agatha Christie, has never read or seen her work, tell us what are the hallmarks of a good Agatha Christie experience.
Usually, there is a large group of people amongst whom is a murderer, and generally a victim.
Usually one of each.
She likes odd settings. She's done, people may have seen Murder on the Nile, the movie.
Yes, yes. Usually a train involved, it seems.
That's the Orient Express. Yeah.
Of course.
The Nile, it was a boat because the water.
The means of transport.
Right.
Are you being funny with me?
No. But this one takes place on an island with no escape. And 10 people have been invited to come to the island, none of whom seem to know each other. And none of them seem to understand why they're there until a disembodied voice calls them out by name and accuses each of them of a definite crime. A murder. Each of them has, according to this voice, murdered someone. And that's why they're all there. And it begins to look like we're in for a case of retribution as people start dropping dead one by one from various reasons.
Now, is the set and will the accents and everything be of the time, or has it been updated?
No, it's not updated, but we also didn't try to do accents.
Okay.
Which sometimes is odd when it's English slang.
Yes.
In the play, but we're not doing English accents other than trying to sound a little formal.
Keeping it rounded.
Yes,
that way. And costuming?
Costuming will be period.
Okay.
Period costumes.
Okay. And now, how many productions a year, more or less, take place at El Paso Playhouse?
Well, starting next season, it's going to be 8 productions. But we also have a number of shows that come in for a weekend.
Yes, and then the readers' theaters, would they be?
Sometimes it's a readers' theater. Sometimes it's an original play. Sometimes it's a couple of one acts that a potential director puts on.
Yes.
You know.
Yes. I know this will be the last production of the 49th season.
Correct.
So you're going into 50 years in this little building on Montana, which I think I remember helping to fundraise. We were asking people to give us their bottles back when you could turn in soda bottles for a deposit.
Oh, right, yes.
And that was part of the fundraising
to build the
playhouse.
I was there.
Holy smokes, did I? Anyway, 2501 Montana is the corner. And what I like about the playhouse is that it really is a community theater arrangement where quite a variety of people not only act there, but write, direct. Everything theater goes on.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Especially because at some point, I was there through the last 3 years of high school. So this is actually probably going into my personal 48th season there.
Wow.
But I went to see plays during the first 2 years. So. And the Upstairs Theater downtown.
Oh, I remember that.
Yes, I held
vaguely
that.
Yes,
right.
Wow.
And the Festival Theater, mm-hmm. which was the semi-professional theater at the location of Montana, they merged at one point and became the El Paso Playhouse.
Okay. It's all coming back to me now. You're like the history. You're my external hard drive. Is
there
what you are.
Go. Yeah.
Well, so this particular production, there will be a total of 10 actors. Is this the full group?
11 actors.
Oh, 11.
Right.
Okay.
Because assuming we can cast the role, there is a small role at the beginning of the play of the handyman type who drives us to the island.
Okay.
And then leaves.
Okay.
But it's been a very interesting rehearsal period because people have dropped like flies.
Oh, no.
And you wind up looking at a totally different person than you're used to saying a line to, because even though they used to be one character, now they're this character.
Oh, my goodness. And so that's got to mess with your head. Now, may I ask why people are dropping out? Illness can...
Don't know.
Yeah, illness, you know. Fatigue, overbooking, but yeah, I hadn't
things
thought
like
about that.
It's not because they're not having a good time or they don't like
the show.
Oh, it
can't be, because I know the Agatha Christie productions generally have a bit of humor woven through.
Oh, yeah.
So...
And they're fun characters to play.
Mm-hmm.
It's like I had not read And Then There Were None before I auditioned for it. Until I was cast, I had no clue at what point in the play I would die.
You know?
I was counting on the first act, but
you had to learn more lines than you thought you would.
No, I stick around a lot longer than I thought I was going to.
Well, this is going to be a fun production. If anyone has not discovered the El Paso Playhouse at 2501 Montana, this would just be a dandy time to do it. Don't miss Agatha Christie's And Then There Were None. It opens next Friday. It runs through June 15th. Performances at 8 p.m. Fridays and Saturdays, and matinees on Sundays at 2 p.m. Adults just $10, seniors $8, students and military $7. And I would guess there are usually tickets available at the door?
Yes, although Agatha Christie plays do tend to fill up.
They can sell out. In that case, call ahead, 532-1317, and get your tickets ahead of time. I want to thank my guest, Kevin Mullen, a brilliant actor and a member of the cast. So thank you for coming, Kevin.
Thank you.